one of my all-time favorite hockey players at the University of Maine, one of my former creative writing students, just an all-around great guy, member of the Philadelphia Flyers organization, defenseman Will O'Neill. How are you, Will?
Hey, guys. Bruce, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great. It's great to have you aboard. I realized the other day that this is the first season I haven't seen you play in a very long time because Portland didn't have an AHL team, and whenever you guys were in Albany, I wasn't able to be there. But I did see an old friend of yours and a friend of mine, Brian Rogers, a couple of weeks back, who said, if you have Will on, tell Willie Boy we miss him in Newfoundland.
Oh, yeah, that's I miss it out there, too. That's Brian Rogers there, the commentator, play-by-play guy for the Ice Caps, and I had a great time up there, leaving Maine and then going to another great family and organization in the Ice Caps. Fortunate enough to play in that organization.
Well, not only that, but now that the Ice Caps are no longer, you are the all-time leading scorer as a defenseman in franchise history. Did you know that?
You know what? I knew that a couple years ago, but I didn't put it into, into two and two that, they're going to be no longer and that, that maybe a record could stand. Yeah. That's pretty crazy. I didn't really think of it like that.
Yeah, I only noticed that. I only noticed that the other day. So you were in Wilkes-Barre Scranton for this season and didn't get to play at the end of the season because you had a hand injury. How is that doing?
Yeah, it's my, it's my wrist.
Wrist.
It's coming along great. It's a pretty humbling experience. I think overall, over the course of my career, I've tried to do the right things, with my body and treat it the right way to, try to give myself the best chance I can to be out there and, give myself the best chance to go out there and play, most importantly, but keep myself out of trouble on the ice there. And this is one of those things that's, pretty fluky play that could happen, maybe any shift. And, it just so happens that you play a number of games and those percentages and everything just add up and happen to be. But it's coming along great. I'm going to be ready to go here for the end of the summer for training and into training camp. And I don't know if you were saying it earlier, but I have another year left with the Flyers organization, so I'm really hoping to get a chance there next year.
Right, and I would think that the Flyers, who didn't have the season that they wanted to have and had some trouble on the back end, might be looking for a little help on the power play, and we sure hope that you get there. One of the things I wanted to ask you is that the travel in the AHL is really demanding, and especially when teams that like St. John or back when Abbotsford was out there where people have to travel huge, long distances. Is it a little easier to travel when you're closer to both Hershey and Wilkes-Barre and Albany and Utica and Syracuse than it was when you're out on the Rock?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I'd say that out on the Rock there in St. John's, it's more of how the Western Conference travels.
Right.
And that's, great distances. So in St. John's, we would travel to Boston and we would go for a 10-day road trip and visit Providence and Portland and Manchester and Bridgeport, Springfield, among other teams. And so I think that was a lot harder on some of the older players that had some families. For a younger player like me coming to the league, I didn't really care all that much. I thought, being on the road with the guys and in a great routine where you're getting up a lot of times walking over to the rink because they'd put us in a hotel right downtown. I liked that personally. But now with age and knowing that, other guys on the team have families and kids that want to see them every single night playing in our division, right, like you were saying, with Wilkes-Barre and Hershey, it's very close travel. And we're bus tripping, day tripping back and much easier on a lot of the players.
Now, you played in an exhibition game in which Sidney Crosby played, and that's a pretty cool thing. But what I'm really amazed at is that you got to meet the Hanson brothers. How cool was that?
Oh, that was really cool. Being around that Hockeyville game was pretty neat. I didn't really know. I was trying to just play in any game, really. I didn't care what building or or for whatever, I'm throwing on the uni that night, and it was going to be fun. The Hockeyville made it a little bit bigger of a deal, and you know, a little bit more attention on it. And meeting the Hanson brothers here in the locker room before the game was pretty cool. Those guys are animals, right?
Yeah, I saw that game on AHL Network and got to see some of that play. Now, you also this year got to reconnect with some old buddies of yours, Steve Swavely and Marty Ouellette, who were back and forth between Reading and and Lehigh Valley. Were you able to help them a little bit with playing at that level?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was impressed I've been impressed with both of them, you know, for a while. I knew they were good players. Hadn't seen as much Steven Swift as I had with Marty Ouellette. And last year, at the end of my season, he was with the Phantoms, who I'm with now, and I got to play against him. And I saw him after the game, and I said, you know, I was noticing him out there. I thought he did a good job. Happy for him. And then, sure enough, this year, he came back into camp, and I'm saying, this guy's a good player, you know, like, he could be on our team if it wasn't for you know, maybe some other NHL contracts that would take first crack at a roster spot. But this guy's a smart player, wins faceoffs, reliable, and then come down the stretch run into our season with the Phantoms and into the playoffs, he was a guy that our coach Scott Gordon would go to for key draws or defensive end assignments where he's playing against the top line. And so, yeah, a trusted player in the organization for sure, along with Martin Ouellette being, you know, waiting his turn and finally getting it here at the end and really got to shine and show that he's a proven pro and can certainly play in the league.
Well, Marty's got to be glad that you're playing on the same team with him, because if I recall correctly, his AHL debut, you scored 2 goals and an assist against him. Or something like that. It was, I don't remember exactly what the numbers were. Well, Will, it's really great to hear your voice. If you're ever back up on campus or in the area, let us know. Wish you the best with the Flyers, and thank you so much for calling in. And I hope the wrist is better, and we'll see you somewhere on the road next year. I promise.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for having me. Great show. See you guys soon.
Alrighty, thanks a lot. That's Will O'Neill, former Black Bear, now member of the Flyers organization, who in August will be headed to camp with the Philadelphia Flyers, who could sure use some defensemen.